love the girl you saw in leggings with a fit ass. I'm not like your cute next door neighbor. I'm not like your favorite waitress with the uniform that you would love to fuck her in. I'm not like the girl you saw walk in the street as you drove by. You probably turned your head in a full 360 just to get a glimpse of her, huh? I'm not like them or her. I'm tiny, just 4 quarters and 10 cents. Or $1.10. There's nothing special about me. I don't wear makeup, I don't wear snug leggings, I don't have a sexy uniform to fuck in. And I'm not your neighbor. There's no reason for me to be like them. Because I am very much different. I have a fiery tempered mind with a sharp tongue to complement my thoughts. I'm not soft-minded like her. I have a voice dripping with kindness and yearning for something more. This very voice that causes an ache in your body. Or maybe not. Not like hers. Her voice does something to you, doesn't it? Not like her. I have soft, pale skin, kiss-whipped freckles here and there on my arms and on my chest and on my cheeks. I have long, dark, brown, curly hair that flows beautifully down my back, and it's always wild and untamed, just like how I am. My eyes are dark brown with fire behind them, and they complement my pained smile. My lips, soft, tender, pink lips. They're full and they pout just a little bit. There's even a light scar on the corner of my bottom lip. Proof of wear and tear, but you won't know how it got there. I'm not perfect like her. My breasts, they aren't huge like hers, but they aren't small either. They are big enough to grab and fill your hand. But yet I have another scar, right on the edge of my right breast, an inch long scar. But you won't know how it got there. I have a soft tummy with the complements of an hourglass shape to my body. I have curves and hips that you want to grab and hold and pull and squeeze while you pump me from behind full of your hard cock. But I'm not like her. No. My ass perfectly shaped just like a peach. My ass that you can spank as much as you like and may make me wet each time you hand. time your hand meets my skin with your hard smack. But you won't do that. Because you want to do that to her too. Make me squirm with my bare ass bent over on your lap. Push a finger in just a little bit. But I won't be a good girl. Not like her. Not enough. Not like your dream girl. What the fuck can I dance to? The way I can swing my hips and my body and twist and contort and moan. Just like that. And I'll count every inch while you fill me up slowly. And I'll show you I'm not like anyone you met. I'm not like her or them. I know how to move my body, and I know how to walk with mystery, and I know how to moan and make you crazy, and I know how to be me, only me. You'll never know me, because I'm not like her, because I don't aim to be a small blip in your day. I am a mystery that lingers on in unexpected ways. Now I hope I did my own poem a justice. I apologize for my sleepy voice. As I record this, it's 2:30 in the morning. And I'm so tired, but I just wanted to put something out there. I'm honestly really nervous about doing scripts because unlike the rest of these lovely ladies on Gone Wild, I'm not so sexy or sultry in their voice and the acting and all the improv, and it's just so intimidating. I'm a new poster, and I'm just trying to, I don't know. See how everything goes, I guess.